And welcome back to Martin Stadium and the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. This is the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime show. Want to remind all of our listeners about Benefit Advisors of Georgia at 812 Northwood Park Drive. And they want to remind you that if you're turning 65 and eligible for Medicare, call Benefit Advisors of Georgia and let them show you how simple it is to enroll. 229-316-2777. And also the folks at Valdosta Insurance Services, they want to remind their people over 50 years old that Valdosta Insurance Services provided safe, sound, secure protection for all your insurance needs. Call Valdosta Insurance Services today at 242-4560. And we're at halftime here at Martin Stadium as the Lounge Tide Georgia Bridgemen entertain us here from the field. Vikings leading 49-0 here in the first half. And Taylor Stubbs kind of moves over during halftime, gives up the computer and goes over here a little bit so we can talk about the Page Heating and Air halftime stats. I mean, you guys have been working your fingers off over here on this side.
It has. Plays have been quick. Everything's nonstop. And the clock really hasn't stopped, so it's been a real quick first quarter, our first half.
Yeah, it really has. The Vikings, they have dominated on the offensive side of the board. I mean, they've thrown, had 27 plays for 296 yards, while Bayside, 28 plays for only 51 yards. And they have dominated on the offensive side of the ball.
Everything's flowing smoothly. We got a pass going. We've thrown several passing touchdowns, but we've also had the run game going. We have multiple runners with touchdowns, rushing touchdowns, that is.
Yeah, we got, just down the line. Boogie Cammon's got 4 carries for 51 yards and a touchdown. Austin Dixon, 3 carries for 30 yards and a touchdown. Dez Copeland, 4 carries for 30 yards and 2 touchdowns. And in the air, he's 10 of 12, no interceptions, and 123 yards is Austin Dixon in the air.
2 incompletions were a drop pass and another drop pass.
Wow. I mean, I knew that there weren't many that were missed, but 10 of 12, that's a good night for Austin Dixon. I imagine we'll see him to start the third quarter. We'll probably see Michael Barrett in at quarterback some. May even see Dalton Hart in at quarterback. Marty made a good point, though. The JV schedule starts this week, and you're only allowed to play a certain number of quarters in a week's time, and so you can't use them up here on a Friday night.
Right. The JV can only play, or any player can only play 6 quarters a week, but that restarts every Thursday night. So tonight is the first night they'll start collecting the quarters.
Okay, so you could play your JV these 2 quarters and still play 4 quarters on Thursday. So it's possible that you'll see quite a bit of our JV players come out on the field, especially probably during the fourth quarter, but we may see some during the third quarter as well, as the Vikings lead 49-0 here at halftime.
And we'll also have a running clock the second half.
Yeah, and that is at the discretion. Third quarter is at the discretion of the losing team. I would imagine that Coach Knoll is going to say go ahead and run it. If you elect not to, the fourth quarter, there is no choice. You do have to do it that way, and they will run the clock.
Actually, there will be a running clock because it's 35 after halftime, and it's the coach's decision,
yeah.
And it's 42 after halftime. It's automatic running
clock. It's an automatic,
clock.
Okay. So very good. Thank you, Taylor. You can't – it's going to be kind of hard to judge how well the Vikings got better against a team like this, but it can't hurt their momentum and their being able to just be excited about being up this big.
Right. It's a bounce-back game pretty much because last week we went up there. We didn't have a bad game. It was real close, and then the end when we went into desperation mode, it kind of got away from us. But this is a great game to gain momentum moving into the next game and just – gain your confidence back.
Yeah, and I think that's the key. This is a confidence game because Drew High School will come in next week, Rockdale after that, and then Newton the week after that, getting us ready for region play because those are 3 good opponents that we faced over the last couple of years, and the competition is going to get progressively better up until Newton, and then it's going to just bust the doors wide open when Colquitt comes to town in about 5 or 6 weeks. Well, Taylor, I also want to mention about the Lounge Tide Randy McPherson Coaches Show. That is every Tuesday night live from the Mill Pizza Buffet over on Baytree Road in Remerton. Get out there and see it live. It's a lot of fun. Great food at the mill, but a lot of fun, a lot of players, a lot of coaches come out. You get an opportunity to talk to them one-on-one, get to know these kids outside of the number on the back of their jersey, who these kids are and what they're all about. It's just a lot of fun out there on Tuesday night. We're going to take a two-minute break here on the Valdosta Insurance Services Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime show. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the second half. Vikings lead 49-0 over the Bears of Bayside High School. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kix Country. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. This is the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime show. As we are at halftime here at Martin Stadium, the Vikings lead 49-0. As we were looking over the halftime stats brought to you by Page Heating and Air, we looked and we talked about the fact that the Vikings have just dominated offensively as Taylor Biddle has joined us back up here in the booth. We hadn't gone into great detail. Of course, we talked a little bit about some of the rushing. Des Copeland with two touchdowns, Boogie Cannon with a touchdown, Austin Dixon with a touchdown. We've had great success on the ground as well, Taylor.
You mean through the air?
Well, we had it on the ground, but then also in the air as well.
In the air tonight, Xavier Jenkins at halftime leading us with three receptions for 85 yards and one touchdown. Each one of our receivers has got a touchdown.
I see that.
Neighbors has got a receiving touchdown. Regal has got a receiving touchdown. So, having some success throwing the ball through the air. This is a Lions offense that is putting some points on the board, but, you know, maybe a little undermatched tonight as far as the Bayside Bears. And it's to be expected. Like you said, coaching changes and a new scheme and some guys that have made about a 5-6 hour drive from Palm Bay area. So, I don't want to say it's a blowout, but we got a running clock. Almost guarantee you.
We were just talking about that. If it's 42 at half, it is a running clock in third quarter.
No choice.
Yep. The Vikings have run 27 plays for 296 yards in the first half. That's a full game of football.
Yeah, I mean that's more than we had all game last week. That's close. Here, let me look.
Last week it was close.
Roswell total
on the left.
Total offense. Total offense was 215 yards.
So yards in the half than we had the entire game. We talked about it that we'll probably see some of the JV guys, some of the other second level guys that Coach McPherson talked about at the Lions High Randy McPherson coaches show on Tuesday night. He talked about these guys, the company guys, the guys that are there in practice. They do a good job. We highlight a scout team player every week because they are so integral to this offense and to this defense as well.
Yeah, those scout team guys that are doing region play may not get a lot of action. They're going to see some action tonight, and it's a chance for these guys to maybe separate themselves a little bit and become maybe that true backup instead of sharing time as a backup. It's probably going to be time for our starters to put their shoulder pads on the bench, but you're probably going to see Austin Dixon and a lot of our starters take a seat. You know, will we see Dalton Hart as quarterback? Or will we going to see Michael
up.
Barrett as quarterback? You know, a lot of people want to see Barrett at quarterback, but
I like how he ran.
Yeah, he ran the ball very well, but he's also played a whole half on the defensive side for us, so not sure what we're going to see, but we'll make sure to get you that information as soon as we start the third quarter.
The Vikings won the toss to start the game. They elected to receive. So the Bears will receive to start the second half. The clock is down to about 15 seconds. I don't think they're going to reset the 3 minutes. It looks like everybody's set. But we'll see here in just a moment as the Bears have already gone to their sideline. The officials are down at the 50. There's still a few Vikings that are warming up on the field.
Bayside didn't bring a band with them.
No.
So it was just the one band that played. And Stubby, you got some updates from around the area for us?
Yeah, I have some updates around the region. Lee County leads Chris 7-0. Tiff County leads Cook County 28-0. And at halftime, Valdosta leads TCC 32-21. And then over in Moultrie, Colquitt leads 28-0.
Wow, barn burner over there in TCC.
And we also have an update from Valwood, which is 20-14 at halftime, Valwood.
Okay. Thank you for that, Stubby, for those updated scores around the area.
All right, guys. They did reset the clock to 3 for that final 3 minutes of warm-up. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll be ready to start the second half. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back to the Commercial Banking Company press box as we wrap up the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime show, as the Vikings lead 49-0. And for all your second half action, we turn it back over to the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Bill, thank you. And it's going to be a quick second half as we will go to a running clock here in the third quarter. The only time the clock will start is for an injury or a timeout. Other than that, it's going to be a running clock. Get this game over with as quick as we can.
Want to thank all the folks for listening in tonight, and be with us next Friday night, 7 o'clock, for the countdown to kickoff, 8 o'clock kickoff, as the Drew, God, I can't remember what Drew's mascot is. We'll do our homework over the week and get ready for them next week. But Drew High School will be in next week, as it'll be right here at Martin Stadium, and we'll have it all for you live right here on thevikingvoice.com at 99.5 Kicks Country at mykickscountry.com.
We're set to kick off. And there's the kick.
And that's Paulo on the kickoff.
Taken by number 14.
34.
34. That's Edwards around the right side. He's across the 15, up with bringing down around somewhere around the 18-yard line. That's where they will take over. First and 10 at the 18, and we will see a whole host of new numbers here in the second half.
We saw it right there on the kickoff. Number 89, Eric Paulo, kicked off for the Vikings to start this second half. The clock is running, 11:30, as Bayside takes the field.
Bayside will bring Archer as a wide receiver. They put him in the slot. Two men to the near side. McNally in the shotgun. Two receivers far side. We're in a three-man front. Brings a man in motion towards us. High snap. Keeps the quarterback. Keeper gets hit as he crosses the 15. And he will get back close to the line of scrimmage, where it will be second and 10 on that quarterback keeper.
Yeah, that's number 36. John T. Millam in on the tackle. Millam on the tackle, number 36.
If you just turned in, Vikings 49, Bears nothing as we start the third quarter. We have a running clock. Three-man front for our Vikings. Again, twins left, twins right. He brings a man in motion to the left, trips to our side of the field. Looks to the far side, throws across the middle. High pass caught by number 9, Xavier Hendricks. And Hendricks, it'll be about a 6-yard pass completion, so it should be about 3rd and 4 up around the 26, 27-yard line. Make that third, Bill, make that 3rd and 3 from the 27.
In on the tackle, number 28, Tymir Moore for the Vikings.
Trips to the near side, single receiver far side. McNally puts running back Archer just to his left. Takes a snap, looks, throws again for the first down. That was out on the flats on the far side, trying to get the number of the receiver again, Bill. That was number 9, Xavier Hendricks, the 6'2", 185-pound junior.
Terrell Belcher, number 47, just makes a shoestring tackle.
Bears, first and 10 at their 32. 9:40 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead 49-0. Trips to the near side, single receiver far side. McNally barking out signals. Gives the ball to Archer. Archer hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll go down back at the 30.
Jalen Goss, number 61, in on the tackle for the Vikings.
These will all be numbers that backup players.
Yeah, we'll try and get those numbers as they go in and out. Guys that we haven't seen yet this year.
Second and make it a long 11 back at the 31-yard line. Again, trips to the near side. Sets Archer to his left. McNally, we're in man coverage. McNally rolls left, looks downfield, got a man open, throws way downfield, and just overthrows number 88. That's Jalen Malcolm.
Jordan Wright, number 27, in on coverage.
Malcolm turned around, and for some reason the clock has stopped.
Clock has stopped, guys. We had a little extracurricular down here right in front of our bench. One of their receivers took a little cheap shot at one of our safeties, and they got a flag, a 15-yarder against them on this one.
And, Marty, thank you for that equipment part supply. Sideline update. The flag dropped back at the 44. Let's see what the officials are talking about it. Dead ball, personal foul against
the Bears.
So Will they mark it from the 44? Now they're going to pick it up and mark it from them. Or are they going to mark it from the line of scrimmage?
Should be from the line of scrimmage.
Bill, something that I have just found out. The 25-second clock that's mandatory in high school now is being run by the clock operator on the field.
Yes.
They didn't do that last year. And the gentleman we have running the clock for us, the 25-second clock, is also Auburn's 25-second clock operator.
Yeah, it's something they put right there on their forearm, and they're able to turn that off and on. I saw it actually in the touchdown club area down below the stadium earlier tonight.
Third and a taxicab ride. Trips to the near side, single receiver far side. McNally puts Archer to his right. They're on the far hash mark, going from right to left on the radio dial. We show blitz off the corner. He gets away from one man. Tucks the ball, starts to run. Looking, throws downfield. Oh, and the receiver slipped and fell. What a great job by McNally. And we had him three different times.
That was number 45, Tyson Shaw, who has punted for us last week, came in as a linebacker, had a beat on him, just couldn't bring him down.
And that was number 81, Anthony Varanishan, who slipped trying to cut back. Had he not slipped, that had himself, well, back out toward the original line of scrimmage. Fourth down. Clock's running. 7:40 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead 49-0.
You got Austin Robinson deep, along with number 22, Nick Grantham.
And the Bears, well.
I apologize, number 28. Tymir Moore back deep.
McNally to punt. He gets it away. And it goes out of bounds. One of the most unusual plays that occurred happened early in the third quarter when we kicked off to the Bears, and it was a squib kick because of a roughing the kicker, and their deep man just watched the ball drop at his feet and stood there and looked at it. We settled it at the five.
Back in the second quarter, you're right. We just their man just watched it die right there at the five-yard line. The Vikings jumped on top of it, went in one play later, and got an easy 6 points. 7:06 as the clock will start to tick here in just a moment here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 49-0.
Number five, Dalton Hart, brings the Vikings out on the line of scrimmage. Got a man in motion towards us. Gives it to the tailback. That's number 21.
Lee, I believe.
J.D. Lee.
That'll bring up second and about nine for the Vikings now. Clock continues to run. 3:35.
Again, Hart in the shotgun. They jump. Break the line of scrimmage. Okay. So second and nine, we'll move it 5 yards and make it second and four.
Clock stops on the penalty, 6:28 here in the third quarter. As we said, Vikings leading 49-0. All those 49 points scored in the first half. That'll be an easy five. Brings up second and four for the Vikings as they cross midfield and into Bear territory.
Michael Barrett, that's not Michael Barrett, that is number seven, Washington at the wideout on our side. Man in motion. Gives it 18 around the right side. He's across the 45. Trips over. He got his feet tripped up over a Bear defensive lineman. Otherwise, he is off the run, and that's Ty Wallace.
Yeah, Ty Wallace. Nice little run around the right side.
He gets a first down, so they'll set the ball down at the Bear 40-yard line with 5:50 to go here in the third period. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial, ball on the near hash mark. They're right here in front of us. And all that rain we had this afternoon and this evening, once we kicked off, it went away. Two receivers far side, Hart in the shotgun, brings a man in motion, gives it to seven around the left side. That's Washington. Washington looking for a hole, and we've got a flag out here. Then we're going to have a hold out there on the far corner.
Miko Washington, little jet sweep around the left side.
Jalen Smith checks in.
It is 5:25 here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 49-0. And the clock does stop for the penalty assessment. And let's see. As the official will give us the official word, it will be against the Vikings. march the ball back 10 yards.
And that is all the way back to the 47-yard line. So it'll be first and about 17 from the 47. We got to get down to the 30. Ball on the far hash mark. Bears showing a three-man front forward. Around the corner they go. We give it to the up back. Still on his feet. That's not Lee. That's number 14, Jalen Smith. And we're going to lose yardage all the way back to our 48-yard line.
Yeah, Smith just trying to make something happen. Kept going backwards, trying to find a spot, get around the corner. Almost got away with it. One of the things that young players in that freshman and sophomore year that they learn, it takes a little while, is understanding that the days of being able to just try and reverse your field doesn't work as the competition gets better and better.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Single receiver far side, two receivers near side. Bears in a four-man front. Two linebackers up tight, and as flags come in, illegal procedure, and it's going to be against our Vikings.
Yeah, the motion man looks like he started late and was going to run right into the snap. I think the center held it, double-clutched it, and you're going to get that procedural call.
Second and 22. Make it second and 27. We're going backwards in a hurry.
Young players, not used to playing together yet, still trying to find their way here as the clock continues to run. 3:32 left in the third quarter. Vikings leading 49-0.
Hart in the shotgun. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Almost a five-man front for the Bears. Play action. He tucks it, starts to run, gets drugged down from behind, and will lose four more yards back to the 40. Bill, it's going to be third and 31. I believe you can say that's a taxi ride there now.
That's a good ride. 10, 20, 30 yards, 29. Third and 29.
3:15 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 49-0. Hart trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Now four receivers on the near side. Look for a screen to the side. That's what I'd look for. And sure enough, there it is. Oh! Ball out of number 21's hands. That's J.D. Lee. The defender,
almost
number 21, Sean Gaspard, almost had it. And then I thought Lee almost had it back.
Yeah, really, it kind of in and out of hands. Looked like it was going to be in the defender's hands and almost back in the receiver. That'll bring up fourth down as Tyson Shaw, the first punt for our Vikings tonight.
Tyson, who did a good job punting last week against
Rodwell. Yeah, remember his first punt? Inside the one.
And timeout Bears. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box, high above Martin Stadium. We're in the third quarter with 2:31 left in this third quarter. Vikings leading 49-0 over the Bears of Bayside High School from Palm Bay, Florida. We are seeing a lot of JV guys out here, Wes.
And back deep for the Bears, number 34, DeAndre Edwards. Tyson Shaw waiting on the snap. There it is. Gets that right footed to it. High, high kick, end over end. Hits at the 25. And will down at about the 22-yard line.
Nice punt by Tyson Shaw.
Bears will take over first and 10 from their 22 with 2 minutes to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 49-0. And in a game like this, you say, why a running clock? Because when you know a game like this is out of hand, you don't want anybody to get hurt.
38 yards on the punt as the Vikings down it. It'll be first down and 10 for the Bears.
McNally sends two receivers near side, two far side, has Archer to his left. We're in a three-man front, four linebackers. Ball on the far hash mark. Bears from right to left on your radio dial. The man in motion towards us. There's a whistle, and we've got illegal procedure. False start against the Bears.
They had a man in motion, and then another guy went in motion.
That's a minute 26 to go here in the third.
All right, back it up five, first down, a minute 19, and the clock is running.
First and 15. McNally waiting on the snap. Again, trips to the near side. Starts to roll, being chased. Throws out. Just overthrows number six right out here in front of us. That was Jamal.
Number five. That was number five, Kevin Hill that time.
Kevin Hill, okay.
Yeah, he was on a dead heat run just a little bit over the top of the head of the receiver. And that'll bring up second down as the clock now inside a minute.
And that will
44 seconds. They should get one more snap here before the they put it in play at about 36 seconds, so they've got to get one more snap here before the quarter ends.
McNally rolls right, looks, throws out in the flats, catch made, and hit immediately is the receiver, and he'll get absolutely nowhere.
That was number 28, Tamir Moore, in on the tackle.
In fact, he'll lose a couple of yards, Bill. That should have been the last play of the third quarter. It'll be third and about 16.
8 seconds after. They snap it quickly, but I don't think they're going to be ready. 5, 4, 3, 2. Yeah, they're going to let this one go. We go to the fourth quarter, leading 49-0. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box here at Martin Stadium. We go to the fourth quarter with our Vikings leading 49-0 over the Bears of Bayside High School. It is third down and 17 for the Bears in Viking territory.
McNally drops back, throws deep downfield, and got a receiver down the sidelines and overthrows him. Incomplete pass. The pass intended for Jamal Malcolm.
Oh, I apologize. That was number 9, Xavier Hendricks.
Hendricks.
And 9s, 5s, and 6s. Where?
9, 5s, and 6s. 9 looks okay, but you look at that 5 down there, and it looks like a 6 from here.
It is.
The way it curves up underneath there. But anyway, it's fourth down, and McNally goes back to punt, and back deep we've got number 14, that is Jalen Smith, and number 15, Austin Robinson.
McNally set the punt.
There's waiting on the snap. We've got a 9-man front. No, they're going to throw it out in the flat. Catch made. They throw it out of the punt formation for the first down.
And a fake against the junior varsity. These guys aren't used to seeing that. Coaches have got to get them ready for that. But, you know, they're kind of in that same mode. We're going to just try and get through this. And the Bears pick up a very much needed first down.
10:40 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 49-0. Drew comes to town next Friday night. Free game at 7 o'clock. Kickoff at 8. And don't forget the coaches show at the Mill in Remington this Tuesday at 7 o'clock with Wild Bill Osborne and the Viking voice crew. Ten 15 to go. Clock winding down. And they had a man in motion. And nope, they called timeout. For that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back.
Take 60.
60. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. McNally gives the ball to Dorjusset. He's around the left side, gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and goes down. It'll be second and 10. The ball still at their own 38-yard line. Now, they break the huddle, come to the line of scrimmage. 9:35 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 49-0. Georgius just to the right of McNally. McNally takes a snap, rolls back, looks, there we come, get a hand on him, gets away from one man, two, gets a block as he heads to the corner and runs out of bounds. He'll lose a yard or two, Bill, but McNally showing he has got some great, great legs.
Yeah, that little bit of escapability, and we had a defensive lineman really right on him. Trying to look down and see who that was. That may have been number 66, Elgin Griffin, who does get a lot of playing time with the varsity, but he had a bead on him.
Bill, say hello to our Yellow Jacket listening up in Atlanta.
All right, say hello to Trey Jackson.
Twins to the far side, single receiver near side. There comes the blitz. He throws it away, cross them out in the flat, and caught by number 88, Jalen Malcolm. What a great play by McNally, because we came hard on a blitz, hit him just as he released the ball, and Malcolm made the catch, and that's good enough for a first down. Down to 8 minutes to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 49-0.
The Bears have, after that fake punt in the first down, they've been kind of moving.
Vikings, three-man front. Now two men up, linebackers up on the line of scrimmage. McNally just lost it downfield, and he fights for it with a defensive back. That is number 9, Xavier Hendricks, and it's knocked away.
By number 14, that's, Jalen Smith. What a great job down there at the corner position.
Absolutely. And
we got a timeout on the field.
Official
timeout. There's a player down. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, and on the sidelines, ever efficient, Marty Rogers.
Yeah, we'll go down to him after this play, and just as this clock winds down here in the fourth quarter and a running clock, how these varsity kids are supporting the JV that's out on the field now.
Second and 10 for the Bears at their own 49. McNally drops straight back. Pump fakes. Being chased. Oh, and he throws the ball in the dirt. And...
yeah, man, let's go down to Marty.
Guys, each and every year, you know, we seem to have one of these games where the young guys get to play most of the second half and the starters are all over here. I love to watch the intensity on the sidelines between the coaches, how they continue to coach, and these seniors and juniors who are the starters who are coaching these younger kids. They love to watch these guys in there in the game and love to get behind them.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts and supply sideline update. Ball goes to Dorjuice over the left side. He's close to the first down in the Viking territory, down about the 41.
If he's short, he's just short.
Bill, on that earlier play, and you know, some folks might have had a little issue with that. It could have been intentional grounding. There was no receiver, nowhere around, but with a score like this, it was best just to leave that flag where it was and let the Bears continue to play.
Wes, I was going to add, too, to what I just said, you know, talking about these young guys getting to play. If y'all look down the roster, we have a lot of sophomores playing right now.
McNally. With the shot, in the shotgun, gives it to Dorjuice.
It was a first down, Wes.
Yep. So now it'll be second and 10 from the 41.
Clock just about to tick under 6 minutes left in this ball game. Vikings leading 49-0.
Reminder, Drew comes to town.
It's the Drew Titans. One of my friends sent me a text. I couldn't remember their mascot.
And they'll be here in Martin Stadium next Friday night. Pre-game at 7, kickoff at 8. Coach's show this Tuesday night at the Mill at 7 o'clock. McNally throws out in the flash, catch made by number 84. Look at him spin and turn and come back toward the middle of the field, gives forward progress all the way down to about the 29. But Bill Osborne and all the Viking crew will be at the Mill this Tuesday night for the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coach's Show. Get there early, get you a seat. They'll go in there about 6:50. And start talking about this game and a lot of other things. First and 10 for the Bears at the Viking 29-yard line. Going from left to right on your radio dial there on the far hash mark. McNally bobbles the ball, drops back, looks again, throws, got a man open, makes the catch down, Bill, at the 8-yard line.
It'll be said first. He was inbounds. Wow.
Yeah, he was. It'll be first and goal for the Bears at the 8-yard line. Clock now down to about 4:45.
Wow, 21 yards on that catch and throw. Or throw and catch.
McNally, two receivers far side, single receiver near side. And gives it to
number four.
Number four, that's Dorjuice. And he'll get down about the 7-yard line. Second and goal from the 7-yard line. And look, see where, again, he sends two receivers far side, two near side. Dorjuice just to his right. McNally in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Again, looks, throws out toward the end zone.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Bears.
Hendricks just kind of little button hook, turn around, sat down. McNally makes the throw. And the Bears get on the scoreboard here with 4:01 left in the fourth quarter. It's 49-6, and check out the kicker. Wes, that kicker is number 36, Rachel, and that is a female, Rachel Van Meer. Let's see what she's got.
Holding the ball is Kevin Hill. Ball's down. Up. Oh, it's blocked. The extra point is blocked. Let's take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. In the Commercial Banking Company press box. 4 minutes to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 49-6. Bears set to kick off. Vikings back deep. There's the kick. High end over end kick. Taken by Smith at the 10. He's up to the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30. Still on his feet as he goes right up the middle of the field across the 40. Up to the 41-yard line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for Bayside Bears. 15 plays, went 78 yards. Took 10 minutes and 6 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 7-yard touchdown pass to number 9, Xavier Hendricks. Your Vikings still lead 49-6 with 3 minutes and 34 seconds left to go in the ballgame.
And Dalton Hart brings the Vikings out on the line, out on the field of play. First and 10 from our 41. Splits his receivers. Has a back just to his left. That looks like J.D. Lee. And he gives it to Lee around the right side. Lee spins off one man, two. He gets back to the line of scrimmage. There's nothing there, and the flag comes in. And the bill looks like we may have a hold on our Vikings.
There is a flag on the field. Conference over on the far side. White hat comes to the middle. We'll get the call. 3:01 left in this ball game. Vikings leading 49-6.
It is against the Bears. It's a face mask.
Against so the a five-yard variety. And that'll pick up 5 more yards. Remains first down for the Vikings.
First and 10 out at the 46-yard line. We are at the 3-minute mark of this ball game. Vikings leading at 49-6. Bears, 3-man front, 4-5-man front. High snap. And we give it to Lee. Lee gets hit in the backfield, tries to get away, gets back close to the line of scrimmage.
Almost, you could almost say he gained a yard, but really right at that line of scrimmage.
But since it was first and 5, he loses back to the 9. He'll lose 4 yards. It'll be second and 9. One of Lowndes' former linebackers down here in front of us. Second and 9. 2:16 to go in the ball game. Hart looks at that defense. High snap. In the round of number 8. That is Cameron Smith. Smith get around the right side and pick up about 2, maybe 3 yards up to about the 45. So it should be 3rd and 6 from there as we're inside. 2 minutes to go. Third and 6 for our Vikings with 1:45 to go. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Hart.
It's that minus 18 yards by J.D. Lee.
Goes around the left. That's number 14. Right. Around the left side. Jalen Smith,
right,
look at him run down the sideline. Tiptoe spin, sir, still on his feet. They fight and fight. He's inside the 10, all the way down, Bill, to the 8-yard line. Jalen Smith trying to make a name for himself right here in this ball game. First and goal for the Vikings down at the 8-yard line. They're inside the Blanton and Griffin Insurance red zone. 47-yard run by Jalen Smith. They give it to Jalen again. Right up the middle. Look at him turn inside the 5. They pull him down around the 4. Inside 40 seconds to go.
The clock stopped. Well, it's running now inside 30 seconds.
And Jalen's helmet come off, so he has to leave the ball game. 30 seconds to go. Austin Dixon in the shotgun. Got a man in motion. Gives it number 8 around the right side. Looking for the corner. Turns. And into the end zone. Cameron Smith. And
they got a flag
on the play. And what are we going to have out here on the corner holding against our Vikings? That'll negate the score. And once they reset the ball, Bill, this could be the ball game. We don't have to run another play.
We'll see what happens here because the clock would start as soon as they place the ball.
Yep, they mark it back to the 12. Second and goal from the 12.
15.4 seconds on the clock. And Dalton Hart brings that line up to the line. See if they can get the snap off. It's running.
This will be the last play of the ball game. Man in motion. Again, number 8 turns, gets hit. He goes down in the backfield. And that's the ball game. Our Vikings go to 1-1 on the year. 39-6.
All right, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break. When we come back, we'll have Coach McPherson and the Traditions Flooring Coach's final interview. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. And welcome back to the post game as our Lowndes High Vikings are victorious 49-6 over the Bears of Bayside High School. We're going to go down to the field now for some Traditions Flooring Coaches and Players interviews with Marty Rogers. I think he's got James Kamen and maybe Xavier Jenkins along with Coach Randy McPherson. Marty, whenever you're ready, we'll go down to you. The Vikings just kind of dominated in that first half, scoring 49 points as Coach Mack has joined Marty. Go ahead, Marty.
Thanks. I'm here with Coach Mack. Coach Mack, despite the weather, despite the quick warm-ups, your team got off to a really fast start tonight.
Executed really, really well, you know, offensively and defensively. I definitely think we got better.
Speaking of execution, Austin Dixon was 10 of 12 tonight for 123 yards passing, had 3 touchdown passes. I really felt like his timing was much better tonight with his receivers. I really felt like they were clicking. Of course, the offensive line played very well, too.
They did. He had a good night, and, you know, we're expecting things like that from Austin. He's really worked on his game since last year, and proud of him tonight.
Coach, I think defensively, I believe we tackled better tonight. I was very proud of seeing that. I know you were probably pleased with your defense. Seemed to be flying around. And talk to us a little bit about that group and how much better did they get from last week to this week?
They definitely improved. I think I told you also at the beginning of the year that defensively we're going to be a work in progress with so many young kids over there, you know. That defense is going to continue to get better every week, I promise you.
Well, they did, and Coach, you talk about how they're still young and inexperienced and going to get better. You played a lot of young kids tonight, especially in the second half, but even in the first half, I noticed a lot of sophomores on the field. You got to be pleased with that sophomore class and their progression, but what do you have to do now going in next week? What do you tell your team? What do you work on to get better with the Drew Titans coming here next Friday?
Well, you know, we'll look at our film and, you know, find everything that we need to work on and get that done, and we'll start preparing on the next opponent also. So we're looking forward to it. Hopefully we can put a better performance out next week.
Coach, thank you. Exciting night to be a Viking. Good job.
All right, Marty, I know you were going to try and get some of the players. They probably have headed back down towards the field house. So we get to watch Marty run from the 40 to the goal line so we could get Wes to call that for you. We got Marty going to the 30, the 25, and that's slow because that's quite all right. We'll get down there to it. Xavier Jenkins over there on the sideline. We'll get back to Marty here. All right, Marty, go ahead.
Guys, I am standing here with Xavier Jenkins. Xavier, you had a great night tonight. Started off the very first play. Talk to us about that play. What was going through your head when the play was called, and kind of walk us through that touchdown.
Well, it all started when Coach was like, as soon as we start, hey, I'm going to hit you wide open. And I just really like to thank my old line because we've been working on that play like all weekend practice and stuff. So I just really like to give my credit to them because without them, we wouldn't be nothing. So
awesome. Well, I really felt like y'all had your timing down a little better tonight. We just talked with Coach Mack about your execution. You had 3 catches tonight. Austin was 10 of 12 passing.
Talk to us a little bit about that. Did you feel like things were clicking a little bit better tonight?
Yeah, because, like, once we got back from that loss, I said, Austin, we got to work better. I said, we got to have better quarterback and receiver connection, you know. So we stayed after practice, and, you know, we worked a lot on our catching, running routes, plays. So I actually thank Austin because we had a good night tonight. So
congratulations. Good job, Xavier. Thank you. All right, Marty, maybe you've got one more, or are we going to wrap it up here? I know he was going to try and get James Cammon. What do we got? Nope. I think James is already gone. We're going to go ahead and take our final three-minute break of the game, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up tonight's game as the Vikings are victorious 49-6 over the Bears of Bayside High School. We'll be right back after this three-minute break. Vikings win 49-6. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. This is the post-game report. As the Vikings win 49-6 over the Bears of Bayside High School. Before we wrap it all up, Wes, let's go over to Taylor for the final game stats brought to you by Page Heating and Air.
Your final drive stats look like this. First downs tonight, Bayside had 11. Lowndes had 18 first downs. Rushing tonight, Bayside had 21 attempts for 10 yards rushing. Lowndes had 26 attempts for 205 yards rushing. Passing tonight, Bayside was 14 of 28 for 135 yards passing. Lowndes was 10 of 13 for 123 yards passing. Total plays tonight, Vikings ran 39 plays for 328 yards. Bayside ran 49 plays for 145 yards. Fumbles tonight, Lowndes did not fumble. Bayside fumbled three times, losing one of them. Penalties tonight, Lowndes was penalized five times for 74 yards. Bayside was penalized seven times for 45 yards. Keep going, time of possession. Lowndes had the ball for 26 minutes and 31 seconds. Bayside had the ball for 33 minutes and 29 seconds. Third down conversions, Lowndes was 2 of 4 on third down. Bayside was 4 of 10 on third down. Fourth down conversions, Vikings were 1 of 1. And Bayside was 1 of 3. Leading rushers tonight, first for your Vikings. James Cammon had 51 yards. Jalen Smith had 45. Xavier Jenkins had 10. Austin Dixon had 30 yards. Michael Barrett had 31 yards. Receiving tonight, Xavier Jenkins with three receptions for 85 yards, one touchdown. His longest from scrimmage was 57. Gabe Neighbors had three receptions for 12 yards and one touchdown. His long was seven. Louis Regal had four receptions for 26 yards and one touchdown. His longest was 11. Like Marty said, Austin Dixon was 10 of 12 tonight for 123 yards. Excuse me. Dalton Hart was 0 for 1 passing tonight. Leading defenders tonight.
All right. Taylor's losing his voice now.
Goodness.
Sorry. Go ahead and wrap it up there, Taylor.
Yeah, leading tacklers tonight, Kedrick Clements had two, Tamir Moore had three, Gabe Neighbors had two, and Tyson Shaw had two. Box score looked like this. Lowndes had 42 points in the first quarter and 7 points in the second. Bayside had 6 points in the fourth.
All right, that's your final game stats brought to you by Page Heating and Air, and I will take it over to Wes James. Wes, let's wrap it up tonight.
Well, you know, Bill, it was a game that after last week we went up to Roswell, really tried, I think we really tried too hard to play football up there and tried to overachieve, and by doing so it caused mistake after mistake after mistake. Not saying that we could have beat Roswell, but I think it would have been a lot better ball game. Guys come in tonight and two things. One, you had a really rough week of practice where you've worked on fundamentals, you've worked on execution, and coaches were fired up, players were fired up. Number two, Bayside, not the team they're going to be next year or the year after due to some coaches' things that happened about 6 weeks ago. So it was not a real good indication of what our Vikings are capable of, but I think next week Drew comes in, gives us just a little bit more competition.
Well, I think that's the key. As we talked about that during the halftime show, that, you know, really, I think progressively we're going to get better and better competition. Drew, then Rockdale, pretty similar teams that we're going to face. Then we're going to have Newton come to town. Newton's going to be a really good football team. Of course, they beat Valdosta in the playoffs last year. Then we're going to have a week off, and then It's for real. It is the Colquitt County Packers come in, and I don't think you can get much better in the state this year, and we'll see how well our Vikings have improved by the time we get to that point. So I think that is it. We're going to see us progressively see better and better competition week to week as it continues on.
I agree with you also.
Well, I guess, Taylor, you get your voice back. You can give us your final thoughts on the game.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had a crick in my throat there. Austin Dixon had all day to throw the ball tonight, I thought, and it showed with his completion percentage. We also ran the ball very well. The offensive line played really good up front. Good way to get us back on track there. We tackled really well tonight, too, like Marty mentioned. We did not tackle really well against Roswell. So you put all that together, and it was a game that you can win. I mean, I think Bayside came in here a little overmatched.
Undermanned.
Yeah, undermanned, overmatched.
Yeah.
And, it proved on the scoreboard tonight. But like you said, we got a few good tests coming up, including Newton. So I don't want to look ahead, but, good ball game tonight. Way to bounce back for the Vikings.
Let's get Marty's final thoughts on tonight.
You're going to have to let me catch my breath for a minute.
Hey, look, you're a young man. You can make that point.
Guys, I have to second everything Taylor just said. I really feel like it was just what we needed. Would have liked to have seen a little bit more competition. I was a little, think we kind of need that. But it was good for us to get, Bayside's actually a pretty decent football team. They had good athletes.
Yeah.
We were a little bit bigger. And I think I obviously showed on the field, but they were very athletic, and we just came out hot, guys. We came out extremely hot from the very first play.
First play.
I told y'all during the pregame, during the warm-ups, the team was – they were fired up. They were ready to play. They did not like their performance last week, and they wanted to get that, get that behind them. So I really – I was proud of our team coming out very fired up, a lot of energy. They executed, like, Randy – pointed out in pregame and after the game, we executed very, very well. We just didn't have that many mistakes. I don't know if we had any penalties in the first half. I don't think. We tackled better. We executed well. I was very, very proud of our team. I really think it's going to be good for us going forward. Randy told his team after the game, though, you've got to get better. You got to come back Sunday. They're going to be there watching film on Sunday afternoon, ready to practice on Monday, and they got to get better next week for the Drew Titans get here.
Well, that's going to be the case. Wes, I want to remind our listeners about Tuesday night, the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We'll have it live for you right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. But I can't say it enough. Get out and see it live. Be out there. See these kids when they come. And we announce that offense, defense, and special teams and scout team player of the week. Get to know these kids beyond just the number on the back of their jersey. It's a great time out there on Tuesday night. Get out there between 6:45 and 7. We go on the air with Coach Mack at 7. And we go till 8 o'clock. So get out there at the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. Great food and just a great time out there on the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. Our two other guys over there really wanted to give us their final thoughts, but they're giggling too much now, so we're going to cut them out. So, Wes, it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Well, Vikings win 49-0, go to 1-1 on the year. And as Bill said, goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Chase. It has been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice, LLC, in conjunction with all of Black Crow Media. For Black Crow Media, for all of Lounge High Sports, for the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lounge County. I'll see you at the Hay Hyra Huddle House.